Welcome to the PHP Serverless News Podcast with your host, Bob Bloom. A production of South LaSalle. Welcome to the 24th episode of my PHP Serverless News. This is a long title, PHP Async RFC, DigitalOcean partners with Laravel, prices continue trending downward, news releases, interesting FrankenPHP discussion, Vercel Series F, Bolt's next phase of vibe coding. Today is Tuesday, October 7th, 2025. PHP Serverless News is my PHP passion podcast about serverless news with a PHP point of view and with an eye on overall trends. This is your podcast host, Bob Bloom, coming to you from Toronto. I organize the Greater Toronto PHP and Laravel Toronto groups. Head to gtaphp.org for info on our groups. Our first meetup of the season is Thursday, October 16th. It is with deep gratitude that I express my thanks to my intrepid sponsors of my PHP serverless project, of which this podcast is a part of, Toga Erkan and Luca Lea. I also want to thank my family for their amazing ongoing support of my PHP serverless project. Links referenced in this episode are listed in my notes at phpserverlessnews.com episode 24. You can listen to my podcast on my website, RSS, Spotify, Apple, and YouTube. I have almost a dozen serverless and general items to bring to your attention this week. A PHP request for comments about true async or async is under discussion. The weekly published an update on this RFC on September 30th. This attracted my eye because I am looking at the Go language's implementation of concurrency in my October double episode of my Bob Bloom show. This is in conjunction with my look at FrankenPHP. I want to read you the introduction. For several years, PHP has been attempting to carve out a niche in the development of long-running applications, where concurrent code execution becomes particularly useful. Production-ready solutions such as Swool, AMPHP, ReactPHP, and others have emerged. However, PHP still does not provide a comprehensive implementation for writing concurrent code. PHP extensions have no way to support non-blocking execution, even if they are capable of doing so. Swool is forced to copy thousands of lines of code just for a few modifications, while AMPHP developers have to build drivers for MySQL, PostgreSQL, Redis, and other systems from scratch in user land. The goal of this RFC is to establish a standard for writing concurrent code in PHP, and I want to repeat that. The goal of this RFC is to establish a standard for writing concurrent code in PHP, as well as a C API interface that would allow PHP to be extended at low level using C, Rust, C++, and other languages. This would enable extensions to support non-blocking I/O without the need to override PHP functions or duplicate code. What is called coroutine in this RFC very much reminds me of Go's goroutine. A coroutine is described in part as a lightweight execution thread. The Go language uses the term lightweight specifically when describing Go routines. At the bottom of the RFC, it says of Swool. Swool is a C++ library that implements a full feature set for concurrent programming. The advantage and disadvantage of Swool is that it is a standalone solution that does not directly affect the language itself. As I scroll through the detailed RFC, I am pretending that I understand what I'm looking at. All that I'm really getting out of this is there's still an ongoing effort to deal with the stuff in PHP. Kudos to the authors who have put together quite the GitHub repo and RFC document. What does this have to do with serverless? One of the two dominating features of serverless is scale. Scale is generally thought of more, more, more. More servers, more pods, more execution environments. But there's a push, of which this is quite the manifestation, to achieve scale by using existing hardware resources more efficiently, by seeing how PHP internals can be harnessed to do so, and what I'm currently trying to affirm and understand by utilizing the Go language's Go routines in FrankenPHP. Laravel launched its revamp Forge on October 1st. I recall that one of the new features is using DigitalOcean, and this was affirmed by a post in the DigitalOcean website on October 1st. Laravel simplifies server provisioning with launch of Laravel VPS, powered by DigitalOcean. It is interesting reading about this from the DigitalOcean point of view, because I've seen a lot of stuff from the Laravel side. This is the first paragraph. Laravel, creator of the popular open-source PHP web framework, today announced the launch of Laravel VPS, a new service that unifies server creation and application management directly within its popular PHP developer platform, Laravel Forge. Through a strategic partnership with DigitalOcean, the simplest scalable cloud platform, Laravel VPS provides a faster, seamless option for Laravel's community of 1 million plus developers to provision powerful, ready-to-use servers and reliable infrastructure in seconds. In DigitalOcean's December 2024 10K, on page 7, DigitalOcean is explicit about strategic partnerships. It says in the 10K, "We intend to actively pursue both strategic partnerships and acquisitions that we believe will be complementary to our business, accelerate customer acquisition, increase usage of our platform, and/or expand our product offerings in our core markets." DigitalOcean owns Cloudways, which does PHP managed servers, but it's mainly for WordPress, I think. And now they have the same kind of managed server thing with Laravel Forge. My theory is that serverless prices are on a long-term trend down. My theory is that the industry is reducing prices in a way that does not trigger an outright price war. So prices are decrementing in a way that is not always obvious that serverless prices have been reduced. I have two items related to this. One is a September 24th post from DigitalOcean announcing per-second billing, new droplet plans, BYOIP and NAT Gateway Preview to reduce the scaling cost. This is the introductory paragraph to help users cut down on cloud spending that's wasted due to over-provisioning and inflexible billing models. We're introducing tools that offer granular control without sacrificing simplicity or cost-effectiveness. We're excited to announce new product updates that offer granular cost control, improved performance, and a clear path to savings. On October 6th, Google Cloud published 11 ways to reduce your Google Cloud compute cost today in its blog. In this article, we'll explore 11 key ways to optimize your infrastructure spending on Google Cloud, from simple adjustments to strategic decisions that can result in significant long-term savings. For the curious, the 11 key ways are: choose the right VM instances, optimize your block storage selections, consider custom compute classes, leverage custom machine types, make the most of committed use discounts, manage unused disk space, use spot VMs, use optimization recommendations, take advantage of auto-scaling and scheduling, understand your spend with detailed billing analysis, and, are you ready? Consider serverless alternatives. The first line of the final key way says, Google Cloud serverless computing offerings provide a compelling alternative to traditional virtual machines, can deliver better cost efficiency, simplified operations, and greater scalability. It is interesting to see a company that is enjoying revenue due to customers not being efficient as they could be, urging their customers to be more efficient. This is not a price decrease, but the customer might feel like it's a price decrease, in my opinion. This is a customer retention effort so that customers do not switch providers due to dissatisfaction with their total spend. DigitalOcean's changing droplet pricing from per hour to per second is, to me, a classic expression of lowering prices without lowering prices. The per hour droplet charges remain the same, but the calculation of total price is different, making the total cost lower. And by the way, the minimum charge is now 60 seconds, or will be 60 seconds instead of 60 minutes. Excuse me. My guess is that DigitalOcean expects to make up the revenue loss with customers spinning up more ephemeral droplets more often. My guess, and it's only my personal guess, is that DigitalOcean's internal metrics are telling them that their customers are spinning up a lot of short-lived droplets. Perhaps due to a need to deploy AI-generated code in an isolated environment or whatever, my guess is that their internal metrics are suggesting that they have hit an inflection point where switching to per-second billing will induce greater aggregate droplet consumption, resulting in growing revenues. And I base my guess in part on DigitalOcean's December 2024 10K. On page 6, it says, "Our existing customer base represents a significant opportunity for further sales expansion through increased usage of our platform and adoption of additional product offerings. We are highly focused on gaining a better understanding of the needs and growth plans of our existing customers, increasing our feature velocity, and shaping our product roadmap around the needs of higher spend customers." LocalStack emulates AWS services for local development, including for Lambda. They released LocalStack for AWS version 4.9. This release introduces a number of performance, security, and parity updates, as well as the ability to define merge strategies for auto-load, auto-loaded cloud pods, and CloudWatch support for multi-protocols. Now, I have never used LocalStack, and I've only recently heard of it. I'm bringing this to your attention because it looks very interesting. Kubernetes is an important technology for serverless. Google announced on September 24th that it is extending GKE Autopilot to all qualified clusters. The opening paragraph of the announcement says, "Autopilot is an operational mode for Google Kubernetes Engine that provides a fully managed environment and takes care of operational details, like provisioning compute capacity for your workloads. Autopilot allows you to spend more time on developing your own applications and less time on managing node-level details. This year, we upgraded Autopilot's auto-scaling stack to a fully dynamic, container-optimized compute platform that rapidly scales horizontally and vertically to support your workloads." On October 3rd, IBM announced IBM Cloud Code Engine introduces serverless fleets with GPUs. From The Post. "To address the unique challenges of running large-scale and compute-intensive workloads on a fully managed, serverless platform, IBM Cloud Code Engine has introduced serverless fleets. Serverless fleets can help simplify how developers execute these parallel workloads by providing fully managed compute resources that can scale elastically. Serverless fleets is designed to help reduce this operational complexity by abstracting the underlying infrastructure and providing a simple way to run a large number of tasks in parallel." I've got this in my head with Go. They say concurrency is not parallelism. And I don't know what that means, but reading the last word of the IBM post made me think of that. FrankenPHP has an interesting GitHub issue, opened in late September. Issue number 1888, that's 38138, 1888 wants to add WebSocket support in FrankenPHP. I assume that FrankenPHP offers WebSockets. Reading about it here, it does not. And why it does not? It's interesting. I find it interesting. This issue's discussion mentions SWUL, which is also mentioned in the True Async RFC. I know you may not find this issue's discussion interesting, but it caught my eye, and I want to bring it to your attention. This blog post title is published on October 2nd at bolt.new, B-O-L-T.new, caught my eye. The vibe coding revolution enters its next phase, introducing Bolt version 2. I'm like, what? The next phase? What is the next phase? Their post says, we're fixing what's broken with vibe coding. Endless error loops, infrastructure headaches, and projects collapsing under their own weight. Excuse me. Bolt version 2 is the first to put vibe coding's most powerful coding agents and enterprise-grade infrastructure directly in your browser. Not VS Code, not another IDE, the browser. Among other things, this means all-in-one infrastructure, databases, hosting, authentication payments, SEO, all automatically managed. Databases, hosting, auths, SEO payments, and storage are all included and intelligently managed for you directly in Bolt. Now, AI-generated source code needs to be deployed, and there's a growing trend towards this deployment, or more of an emphasis now on it. And this post demonstrates this trend, but wow, it's a whole encompassing thing. Now, abstracting server creation and management is a dominant feature of serverless. However, the opaqueness of some of the deployments of AI-generated source code demarcates something that is, at least to me, not serverless anymore. Perhaps this is a topic for my PHP Serverless Profiles podcast, but I wanted to mention this trend's progression as enunciated by this specific blog post. On September 30th, Vercel announced the Series F funding round. The venture company Excel, funded both Vercel and Laravel, among other things. So I keep an eye on Vercel's funding as an indication, perhaps, of possible future Laravel funding rounds. And also, Vercel's a very interesting company. Excel co-led a $300 million investment, and the announcement also said that Vercel is also launching a $300 million tender offer to certain early investors, employees, and former employees. Tender offer is an offer to buy shares directly from shareholders. So the shares aren't coming out of they're not new shares that nobody owns. They're coming out of the new issuances. A tender offer is an offer to buy existing shares directly from shareholders. I find that kind of interesting. Now, reading this post, the money will fund ongoing AI-related efforts at Vercel, including the V0 iOS app. Thank you for listening to my 24th episode of my PHP Serverless News with the long title. My next episode is scheduled for Tuesday, October 14th.
You have been listening to a South LaSalle production. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of South LaSalle, Bob Bloom, nor of the organizations represented. Links and materials discussed on air are available in the show notes for this show. Information contained herein have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but are not guaranteed. Podcasts are released under copyright. Rights are reserved. Email correspondence to the attention of Bob Bloom at bob.bloom@lasallesoftware.ca.